Whitney Pittman on the Red River Farm Network, joining us is National Association of Wheat Growers Vice President of Policy and Communication, Jake Westland. Tell us what's happening here. Farm Bill Extension got that passed. So next on the docket for you guys as far as advocacy and that sort of thing.
Yeah, so we're glad to see that we got a one-year extension of the Farm Bill that provides the opportunity for the Four Corners to continue to work towards getting a long-term Farm Bill enacted in 2024. That's what we're looking for and hoping for in 2024, is to get that five-year bill that gives additional certainty beyond this 12-month extension that we just saw passed by Congress and signed into law. So as we move into the new year, we have our winter meeting in Washington, D.C., which we have every year there. And as part of that, we'll have a Hill Day, right? So we'll continue to bring our growers to Capitol Hill to keep that pressure up, to build on that momentum so that we can hopefully see the committee draft text come forward in the early part of the new year and the committees take action on that. And then eventually get that passed by each chamber and form a conference committee so that we can see that enacted before the end of this Congress, so that we don't find ourselves in the same position a year from now.
And again, I know we've talked about it here in the past, but priorities for NOG, what are some of the things you guys are really focused on and want to educate lawmakers on here as we move into this process again?
Yeah, education, like you said, is a key component because a lot of these members have never voted on our Farm Bill, and our number one priority is protecting crop insurance. So continuing just to educate them on the role that plays as a key farm safety net mechanism, and then also just on ways that we can look at improving that. Focus also on trying to update the statutory reference price for wheat, seeking a meaningful increase there. And also on the trade promotion programs that our cooperators at U.S. Wheat Associates utilize in their programming. So that hasn't seen an increase in a long time either. And we want to make sure that a long-term Farm Bill makes those investments in MAP and FMD as well. Also make sure that the food aid piece retains like the commodity aspects of that as well, and make so that we can use the wheat that's grown by our producers and as part of the food aid programs that help feed hungry populations around the world.
Right. And going into election cycle here in 2024, I'm sure that'll play into deadlines and timelines and things that you guys would like to see.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, we are under a year out from a federal election, presidential, a third of the Senate's up, the whole House is up every other year anyways. But we've seen a good number of retirements. I think we're up to about 28, almost 30 now. I haven't checked the news today, so we could be getting close there. That's not quite as many as it was last year, during the last Congress, which, a lot of members were being redistricted, so you typically see higher turnover there. But as we near the end of this Congress, Senator Sherman Stabenow, she's retiring, so there will be that increased impetus to get a Farm Bill done in this new year before this Congress lapses, just because they will want to leave their mark. A lot of these are legacy items for lawmakers, so getting a Farm Bill done is something that a lot of them would like to add to their resume.
All right. Anything else that you want to touch on or include before we let you go?
Well, thank you so much for having me on.
All right. Thanks, Jacob Westland, joining us on the Red River Farm Network.